How many of you have asked the Lord to put a guard over your mouth this past week? Has it helped? Feel a little lighter? It works. I'm telling you, it works. The words that we speak over ourselves, they're very, very important. It works. Even if it's you're dealing with a lot of doubt and unbelief in your heart, get to the Word. Get to the Word. It will work. It will help you. It will lift you up. Even sometimes you have to prophesy over yourself and speak over yourself. Speak good things over yourself. Encourage yourself. Build yourselves up. Praying in your most holy faith in the Holy Spirit. You don't have to be so down and out. Get to the Word. Everything you need in life is right there in the Word. I don't know why I put my Bible up there and when I know I'm going to come down here. My intent is to stay up there, but I like to walk. If you have your Bibles, open up. Wait, matter of fact, can you get Mark 11, 22, 23, 24? Please. New Living Translation, if you would. We all know the scripture, but we're just going to get it up here in case if somebody doesn't know it. It says, then Jesus said to the disciples, have what? Faith in God. I tell you the truth, you can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. It will happen if you say it. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you received it, it will be what? It will be yours. This is Jesus saying it. This is Jesus talking, and he's saying it. We don't go off of personal experiences of everybody else's because, well, I've tried that and it didn't work. It worked for Jesus. And then they asked him. They were astonished. They were amazed by it. They were marveled by it. How does this happen? Have faith in God. Every day in life, faith is the currency in the kingdom of God. You cannot access God's grace without faith in him. Not in yourselves, not in your abilities, but in God. You have to have faith in God. That's not arrogance. That's not pride. That's confidence and trust, assurance in him. I tell you the truth, you can pray for anything. Now, again, anything according to his word. Don't be praying for people to die. That's not going to happen. Don't put a curse on them. Bless them. God will not answer that prayer for you. You pray according to his word. What Jesus has done through his death, burial, and resurrection, all of that, all those promises are for you. All the blessings of Abraham, so that it might come unto Gentiles, is yours. Pray that over your life. Speak that over your life. But you're going to have to stop beating yourself up because of past experiences, past sins. God does not look at you and call you by your sin. He calls you by name. But Lord, you don't know what. No, he knows. But see, but if you confess it, he's forgotten. Don't worry about that. You can pray for anything. So what are you standing in prayer with? What do you believe in God for? What have you already received right now? Somebody asked if how everything was going from last week, Wednesday night. Wednesday night we painted the toddler nursery and things going on with my granddaughter. I said, she's good. They said, well, come back next year. Everything looks good. Checked out. Now, we already knew that. You still got to say it. You still have to believe it and believe that you received it and you shall what? Have it. There should be more smiles on your faces. That's a good thing. That's a great promise. All right, go to my first scripture, please. John. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. I switched to the New King James Version because the New Living Translation didn't have that verse. I don't like that. I said, now a certain man was there who had an infirmity for how many years? 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made well? The sick man answered him, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me. Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked, and that day was the Sabbath. Underline your word immediately. If you got it, highlight it, whatever translation it has on that. And immediately. Who has a King James Version Bible? Raise your hand if you got it. Yeah, it says immediately in there. Who has a different translation? Who has an Amplified Version? Whatever. Immediately, yeah. Immediately. It didn't happen several hours later. Immediately. This is Jesus doing it. Some of you need immediate stuff going on in your life. You need something to happen now. But here's the thing. It's already in you. Because faith is what? It's now. But sometimes our faith could be more so, oh, I think, I know God can do this. And if I say it and if I believe it, it'll happen later on. And I'm okay with that and I'm content with that. But faith is now. It needs to happen when I say it. And I believe it and I received it right then and there. That's what your faith is. But our minds and our hearts can get us to the place to where it may happen eventually. We're here to level up. Because you will have what you say. And I don't want us to be conscious of that. That I will have what I say according to what the Word of God says. Now, why can't this happen now? It needs to happen now because my faith is now. Immediately, he got up. I understand they said, you know, if you call the elders of the church, pray the prayer of faith over them, lay hands on them, they shall recover. Faith is now. We should be able to get together and say what we want to do and what we're believing God for and happen and make it happen. None of this fighting and bickering and arguing and coming against one another. No, no, no. We should be able to go and do what God has called us to do when it's spoken. Just cut to the chase. Faith is now. Immediately. He rise up and took his mat and he went home. Well, he walked. He didn't. I don't know if he had a home or not. Jesus never had to wait when he spoke. He never had to wait. He said, the works that I do shall you do. He never, ever had to wait when he spoke his word. He spoke it. It happened. And he says, yet the words I speak, the works that I do, shall you do. I know I'm going to do this. Here we go. Good gracious. We have to get back to the place to where we know it's a finished work. And you have to be ready to receive right now what you've been believing God for. People back then didn't have to wait too long. Why do we have to wait? Because we're talking about patience. They didn't have to wait too long. Lord, when I say it, I believe it. I say, if you can get your heart in that position to say, whatever I say, I'm going to have. Right then and there, I receive it right then. Phone call. Hey, we got this for you. There we go. That shouldn't shock you. Why? Because that's what you've been praying for. Hey, this situation turned around in this person's life. Why? Because of prayer. Because you said it, you believed it, and you received it right then and there. I don't like this 50-50 junk. Sometimes God will, sometimes God won't. I don't like that. We don't serve a sometimes God. Sometimes God will allow. No. God allows it because you've allowed it. Because he's given you authority here on this earth. Well, we might need some rain. Speak it out. You have ownership. I can't tell you how many times I prayed for rain, it happened, and then I rebuked the rain because I was driving somewhere and it clouds just went away. I said, you can rain after I leave. That's happened a couple of times going to Tulsa. Every year, it would rain. The same spot. I rebuke it, it'll clear up, and then as soon as I leave, it'll start coming back down. I don't like driving in rain. Because sometimes I like to go like 1 mile per hour over the speed limit. No. I want to fly on the road. But it should happen when you say it, when you speak it, and you believe it. Because Jesus said so. And it's whether or not his word is final authority in your life. And it has to be. So whenever trouble comes your way, chaos comes your way, you should be licking your chops and be like, okay, this is why faith is here. Fear comes your way, faith. I'm getting after it. I feel sorry for the enemy working through other people. Why? Because you're getting after it. Do we have the same faith that Jesus had? Huh? Come on, y'all can talk. You can shout me. Come on. Shout me down. Do we serve the same God? Do you have the resurrection power living inside of you? So why wait? Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. What I've been praying for, I believe, I receive it right here, right now. The same faith that created these heavens and the earth. You have it. God didn't give you a watered down version. He didn't give you anything less than what raised Jesus up from the dead. It's the same. You all have it in you. That anointing is on you. You all have it. You all have the ability to get wealth. Why? Because that was a promise that God made to Abraham. You all have it. You don't have to live below the standard of holiness and what the world does because other people may not like it. Because they might think that you're in pride. That's just favor. That's God's favor, God's anointing on your life. You are blessed to be a blessing. Show them in the word. You don't have to feel guilty because your children listen to you. You don't have to feel upset because you're being favored in certain areas on your job and at school or wherever you're going. The enemy wants you to feel ashamed. Does God want you to have it? Yes, it's in his word. Over and over and over and over again, it's in his word. Because this word is for you. People don't want you to be prosperous. There's ministers that don't want you to be prosperous, but yet they're prosperous. I just have enough sense to thank God for it. He's the one that prospers you. Where are they getting theirs? That could be pride. They're doing it themselves. We acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will make our path straight, and he will direct our path, depending on which version you listen. Say it and believe it. Jesus said to him, "Rise up, take up your mat," and immediately the man was made well. Get your faith to where you can receive immediately what God has already done for you. It's not going to be, it is right now. In John 14, it says this, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, who will do it? Jesus will do it." So what are you asking? What are you needing? I think religion has gotten us to the place to where we don't ever want to ask. And yet Jesus is saying, ask. This isn't someone else saying this, and the Holy Spirit is using him and having him written down. This is Jesus, our Lord and Savior, saying, ask me. Go ahead, ask. Up until now, you haven't. Ask me. I'll do it. But God ain't a genie. Nah, he isn't. He is El Shaddai. He is our provider. He is our healer. He is our deliverer. He's saying, ask. See, I don't allow all that other stuff. They don't ask. They do it within their own power, and then they try to give it to God as an offering. He don't want that. What he wants is a heart that's yielded to him. He wants people to be obedient to him. I ask. I don't have a problem with that. You got to ask. Don't be ashamed. Don't allow your self-esteem to get you to the place, "Lord, I just asked for this. Lord, I just want to hear your voice clear every single day." And then literally, intentionally, listen for his voice. "Lord, I ask that you reveal your word to me through this passage of scripture. Lord, I cast this anxiety upon you. Your word says to cast all my cares upon you, for you care for me." I don't have to go around being anxious anymore. No matter how much pressure people in life is trying to put on me, I can just give it to you. I don't have to bear this on my shoulders. Your shoulders are big enough. I give it to you. One of the first things that the Lord showed me when I stepped into this, he said, "Don't worry about people. People are going to leave. They're going to come and go." He says, "Don't you badmouth them when they leave, because they're still my children." That was like a load off. Because you know you want to say something when they leave. You're tempted to say something. He goes, "No." I said, "Some of them will come back. If I planted them there, they'll stay there. You gotta stay where you planted." You get people hopping around everywhere. It's like, "Well, I'm going to the word. I'm going to this." I said, get somewhere where your roots are there. Where the word is being preached. There's a lot of word being preached, but I see very little demonstration. They got a lot of followers. They got a lot of clicks. But very little demonstration. If your word is powerful, if you're preaching the gospel, the Bible says in Mark 16 that Jesus was with them, confirming the word with what? The accompanying signs. The miracles, the signs, the wonders. You're preaching it. You should be demonstrating it. Show the demonstration. He didn't say sit down and make a video. Show the demonstration. Thank God for those who do. Those who don't, step on up. But you're able to demonstrate those things in your life as well. When other people are just praying, you're demonstrating and you're commanding it. Why? Because you have authority here on earth. I've listened to some watered down prayers before in my life, and I'm like, okay, that felt good outwardly, but inwardly my spirit was like, uh-uh. Come on now. You got to say something. Doesn't make me better. I'm just saying, you got to command it. You're praying over something, but you got to command it. You got to make it happen. God is going to back up the words that's coming out of your mouth, his words out of your mouth. You got to command it. Jesus didn't pray for Lazarus to come out of the grave, did he? Or did he say, Lazarus, come forth? Oh, Lord, it would be great if Lazarus would come out. Lord, we know that you can do all things. You know, we could turn your situation around, Lord, because you are the Lord of Lords and you are the King of Kings, and you can do whatever it is you want to do. Lazarus, come forth. Body, be healed. It's been done 2,000 years ago. I receive your healing today. Cancer, get out of here. You got no right. Tumors, get out of here. You have no right. I curse you in the name of Jesus. Body, line up with his word. Bills, be paid off in the name of Jesus. Speak to your mountains. We always want to talk about it. But if you want to be about it, you speak to it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say it and believe it. Here we go. Joshua 1:8. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way. You will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Say, repeat after me. Say, this book of the law shall not depart from my mouth, but I shall meditate in it day and night, that I may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then I will make my way prosperous, and then I will have good success. Do you believe what you just said right now? When you meditate in the word day and night, and be careful to do everything written in it, then you will make your way prosperous and you will be successful. People, when you're in the body of Christ, when you're in the kingdom of God, it is very difficult to fail. God made it impossible for you to fail. Why? He says the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against the church. Who's our enemy? Satan. And we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. So if flesh and blood is not your enemy and Satan is, and he represents the gates of hell, he can't stop you. But what I see going on right now, it's crazy. I see the church fighting the church. Crazy. I listened to that Paul Harvey again. That was a good night. He's pretty accurate. That was in 1965. People fight one another. Why? The enemy can't stop you. So what does he do? Get you to turn on each other. That's been the thing from the beginning of time. He deceived Adam and Eve to turn and disobey God. That's what he does. It's deception. Next time you get to the place to where you want to turn on somebody else, you got to be like Jesus out in the wilderness and use the word and just come against that. The Holy Spirit led Jesus out into the wilderness, and yet Satan tempted him three times. And three times Jesus used the word of God. Three times. Three times. And the Bible says that Satan left him for a season. And Jesus went into Galilee with the power of the Holy Spirit. You have that power living on the inside of you if you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Sometimes people get out of bed and just like, oh, Lord, what is going on? I don't really. No. You got the power on the inside of you. Wherever you set your foot, when you walk into your company, the place where you work, you've got the power of God living inside of you. Don't you forget it. And don't you allow anybody to talk you down from that. Doesn't mean you're better than them. It just means that greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. And if they're going to use the wisdom and knowledge of this world, you have the power, empowerment of the Holy Spirit resting and in living inside of you. You have insider information all the time. If you could just learn how to tap into it. Lord, ask me anything. I want to hear your voice on a consistent basis so we can solve some of these problems going on. I know we all need to turn. Your word says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. You have the Holy Spirit that you have a relationship with, that you can ask every day. It doesn't get old. It doesn't get old. Your flesh may not like it, but here's the thing. So what? Your spirit man is like, yeah. Let's go. It's about time. Let's go. Your spirit man is just jumping up and saying, now we're cooking. Your flesh, like, well, I don't really want to. I don't feel like it. Oh, good night. Prayer again. I got to go to church. Yes, it's Sunday. Your spirit man is jumping. Boom. It's like having a party in there, man. This is what we're about. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. You should be looking for trouble just so you could shut it up. Seriously. Sometimes I want to avoid that. I understand that because you don't want the drama that may come with it. But sometimes when somebody steps in there and they understand the word, you can just sit them down like a little puppy dog. Sit in the corner, be quiet. That demon will just go. They have to yield to what you have to say. That legion had over, what, 3,000 demons in him? At the mercy of Jesus. Have you come to torture us before our appointed time? The Holy Spirit that was in Jesus, that lived in him, is in you. The same way it did it to him, it'll do it for you. They tried to bound him in chains and he broke the chains, set him outside. And when Jesus cast out those demons, he was sitting there clothed in his right mind. And then that freaked everybody out. Somebody has some sense now. Should never be ashamed what God has brought you from. Mary Magdalene has 7 demons cast out of her. Was a follower of Jesus. You say it. What's my next scripture there? My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many ways. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man. Y'all ain't perfect like I am. That's fine. Just kidding. Able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire of world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue unless it's by the Holy Spirit. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not be so. This thing can shape your whole world right here, this little member. Your whole world. What you say matters. And you can't do it alone. You can try it, but you are going to need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. This right here. Don't allow the enemy, don't allow your flesh, don't allow other people to get a hold of this and have you say what God never gave you to say. You continue to be that vessel for God. That's important. It's rare if I ever repeat what somebody else told me to someone else. Why? This is important to me. What comes out of my mouth? What I say? That's important. Do I have to do some canceling out? Yes. Matthew 12, 36, Amplified Version says, but I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will have to give an account for every idle, inoperative, non-working word they speak. For by your words, you will be justified and acquitted, and by your words, you will be condemned and sentenced. People, we are snared by the words of our mouth. Our words are containers. They can hold life or death. I'd rather you speak life. I must rather you speak life. Let's speak life. It's going to be easy. If you like a challenge, speak death. That's the thing. If you want a challenge in your life, you're going to have all those demons coming at you sideways, man. But speak life. Your flesh is not going to like it, but your spirit man is like, right on, brother. Right on, sister. They needed that, and you needed it too. Because when you bless others, you yourself will be blessed. Why wouldn't you want to be blessed? Some people don't want to live a blessed life. Jesus blessed us with every spiritual blessing. And I can't understand it for the sake of me why others would want to not operate in that. They don't believe that God has blessed you. Like, you have to suffer every single day of your life. You will suffer. It's because you're living a holy life and the enemy is doing everything he can in order to come against you. Those who desire to live a godly life will suffer persecution. Comes with the territory. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. But again, nothing can stop you. You have to give up the ghost. They couldn't kill John, so they banished him to an island. Imagine that. You're dipping them in hot boiling water, oil or what have you, and you still have flesh coming off of you, and you still just singing praises. They can't stop you, no matter what they do. The enemy can't stop you. You stop you. Fighting each other. Stop it. I loved how Jesus said when he talked about Mary, his mother. I said, hey, guys, this is your mother. Receive her. Troy, this is your brother. I know your brother may get on your nerves sometimes. When Jesus was preaching, he was teaching, and they said, hey, Jesus, your family's outside. Your mother's, your brother's. They want to talk to you. They're outside, what have you. He says, who am I? You guys are my brothers. In Christ. I understand there's a lot of dysfunction in family, but see, Jesus came to get the funk out of your family. What is crooked in our life, he can make straight when we do what? Acknowledge him. No family's perfect. But you can take the good things that people have done and said over your life and use them. And the things that were bad, do away with it or change it up. It ain't over until God says it's over. It ain't over. It ain't over until you say it's over. Because it's your words, your mouth, your life. So don't you dare cancel out with something that God is trying to do in your life and give up. See, he didn't give you a spirit of fear, but of what? Power, love, and a sound mind, or even self-control. God did not put a spirit of quit in you. So don't you dare quit. Don't you dare give up. Because that's not him. Our flesh may want to quit, but the spirit man will never quit. Just keeps going. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for today, Lord. There's anyone here who has never received Jesus Christ to be their Lord and Savior. They want to do that. They want to make that confession today. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You don't know where you're going to spend eternity if you were to die today. But if you want to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, raise your hand and we will pray with you. We'll lead you in that prayer. But have you confessed that, Lord? I thank you. If there's anyone here who's never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and you want to do that today, raise your hand. just repeat after me. Jesus, today I make you my Lord and Savior. I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and my Savior. And I believe in my heart that God has raised you from the dead. Lord, we thank you for your precious Holy Spirit living in me. We just ask for a refilling of your Spirit, a refreshing of the anointing on our lives. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Y'all be bold with it. Say it and speak it. Let's stand. Right now, Mr. Right now. Now. Right now. It's happening right now. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. Unrelated. This week, we had about 10, 11 painters Wednesday night. And if you sing, walk by there, it is bright. And I'm telling you, bright. I wanted to make sure we can see it from space. But we still have some more to do. We have the painting the ceiling and stuff like that. And if you're willing to come out, we can do that, Tuesday night, Tom? That work? Tuesday night, because it don't get dark until like 9:30. So we'll still have light. So we're going to paint the ceilings and stuff like that. It may add a little stencil and things to that. So if you're willing to come out Tuesday night at 6, amen. Before you leave, speak life over someone. Work it in here, and then we can take it out there. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.